Today is National Drive-Through Day. It happens to be National Tequila Day as well, which I learned yesterday is a major part of a margarita. I had no idea.
Yes.
But today is National Drive-Through Day. What is the best, most efficient drive-through?
Oh, easy. Chick-fil-A.
Have you ever been to Raising Cane's drive-through?
No, I haven't.
It's phenomenally well-run.
Yeah.
But I think Chick-fil-A is the correct answer.
Man, them people are so nice. They have to be on some kind of pills. They're too nice.
Yeah, right? Like, how do you find that many? Like, how does Wendy's find so many surly people and Chick-fil-A finds nice people?
I don't know, but hello, sir. How are you doing? Oh, beautiful. Hey, the kids. What's the kid's name? You're my friend now. And I just wanted a chicken.
You ever do like a Wendy's drive through where you first of all, did you say, what do I want? And so now I just start blurting out the orders. I don't really know if they've said, please hold on a moment. I don't know. So now I'm in this nerve. I don't want to say again, did you just ask for my order? Because they're already sounding annoyed. And so I'm like, I'm going to get a double cheeseburger, large fries, and a chocolate frosty. Pull up. So now you know what I mean? Like you're in that never, never land.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get my order? Am I supposed to pull up? So now you pull up. This happens at every Wendy's, I think. You pull up the first window they now use to store napkins.
Store bread.
Right? they have the window, and I kind of feel like that.
Oh, the first window.
First window. And so I get to the first window. And it's napkins and buns.
Yep.
But so now I'm in that uncomfortable spot. Do I just sit here? And like, is someone going to appear through these buns? And I don't know. It just, I can't do it anymore. Yeah, I got to go to the well-run drive-thrus. Raising Cane's, yeah. Portillo's is incredible. They don't have them down here. Mm. Chick-fil-A. I think Culver's has a very well-run drive-thru.
But by well-run, do you mean well-organized, or do you mean the quickest order to food?
Organized. They've got the order takers outside of where the window is, and they've got, you know.
Because Chick-fil-A isn't necessarily fast. Like, I'm not saying they're slow.
Oh, I think it's pretty fast.
But they're not the quickest drive-through experience. Like, I think Taco Bell is way quicker. I think some of those fast food places are way quicker. Dunkin' Donuts, if we're going to open it up to places, are way quicker. Quick.
They have the person outside taking it on the iPad.
They do? And Dunkin' in the morning?
Yeah.
Some do. Wow. Some do, yeah. Pollo Tropical has a 16-year-old out there who hates his life as well every single time.
I never saw someone outside of Pollo Tropical. Like, it was, to me, that was a nightmare drive-through scenario because... Mm. It's not like ordering a number one. I want to get Tropa Chops, white rice, black beans, chicken, no cilantro. What a, you know. I'm sorry. Did you just say beep, beep? I don't know.
The road runner.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Hey, man, exactly what transpired.
I brought it up, and y'all say y'all have never been. You bring up coffee places, Cali Coffee. They take your
phone the other day.
They take your phone number down. You give them your phone number, and they say, "Oh, you want to repeat your last order?" Like Uber Eats,
Oh, that's brilliant.
So smart. My wife orders the same thing every time we go. So I just go up, give them her phone number. Okay, Miss Asia wants the, and they read it back off to me. I'm like, yeah, whatever she got last time.
That's right, the Oreos and cream milkshake that she's ordering at this place.
with
does Miss Asia want her breakfast milkshake again?
Yes, she does. I told you the lady knew Chaz's name, like memorized it, and I was like, how the hell do you know my son's name? I've never been.
Then all of a sudden they start calling you at night. Hey, it's Cali Coffee, just calling to wish you a nice night, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Huh. I don't know if I want you calling me at home.
Over one of them sandwiches.
Hey, it's Bob at Cali Coffee. Just want to see how you enjoyed that Oreo shake this morning. Huh? Well, fine. You don't need to call me. All right. Call you tomorrow.
A dude asked me for my number at IMG, like a random parent. And he said afterwards, he was like, oh, yeah, your daughter's in basketball camp. Yeah. Oh, my daughter's in tennis camp. We come here every summer. You know, you should give me your number. I won't blow you up or anything. So why do you need my number?
In case of emergency? I don't want you calling me if you got dinged for a DUI.
Your daughter gets hurt. I'm not helping her. I'm concerned with this little girl.
Can I throw a screwball at you guys regarding drive-thrus?
Sure.
Do you guys have farm stores up in whatever, Davie? I doubt
there's one in Boca, believe it or not. There's like
the ones with the cow,
fully functioning drive up to the window farm store.
They have one on two sides, like a drive-thru on two sides.
Yeah.
Bro, some of my favorite memories in college are just, you know, having some fun nights, just getting super baked, man. Let's be honest. And then going to the farm store. And then just talking to Abelardo, who sees me drive up. He's like, oh, no, this gringo shows up. And you get whatever you want, like a dozen eggs.
it's the craziest drive-thru. It's like, me some rolled gold pretzels, saran wrap, and a can of Hormel beans. And they're like, okay. You're like, wow, this is heaven.
But it's got to have the cow on it, La Vaquita stores, you know, like it has to, because if not, then I don't know what the hell they're going to have inside. But, you know, you can get like literally anything you want in there.
Yeah. Yeah. amazing that there aren't more of those around. But who can you hire nowadays? Who's going to skedaddle off and get my Reynolds wrap, my Hormel beans?
That place is great.
Jimmy, drive to a farm store.
I have one by my house.
What would you stop at the farm store and get, Jimmy? Pack of smokes?
Yeah. Pack of smokes.
Get a screwdriver and a pack of smokes. Sir, we're a farm store. We're not Sid's Piano Bar.
A what?
A two what?